Okay, today is Daf Lamed. We're on Chof Tesla at Bays by the Mishnah, by the new Perek, and today's shir is sponsored by the Auschwitz family, Le'ila Mishmas Sima Bas Avram Tzvi. Here we go. Mishnah. Hamevi Kada Yayin. If somebody brings jugs of wine, Mimakom Lamakom, from place to place, because you're allowed to carry on Yantiv, right? So, Lo Yivim Bisal Ubakupa. Don't put them all, I want to bring a box of wine, 10 bottles of wine from me to you. Don't bring them all in one box. Right, in a basket or in a big box. Avol maybe hu al ksefo, carry it on your shoulder, olafanav, or in front of you. In other words, do it in a different way.
Oh, shinoi.
A shinoi. V'chein, also, hamolach es ateven, if you're carrying straw, lo yafshil et hakupal achorav, don't carry it behind you, avol maybe hu biyado, bring it in your hands. Says Tosfos on the bottom, tema, 1 second, Amrina b'Shabbos, but we say in Shabbos Perek Mafanin that Mafanin Dalad Kupo Sohei, that you can clean out 4 or 5 boxes. The Kolshkein Shehe Mutter B'Yantif, and for sure that Shehe Mutter B'Yantif. This is so superfluous. The Yeshlomar, no. The Hashemayri Shehe Ani Yachal Otzi L'Chutz. Over there, you're not carrying them out. You're just cleaning your own property. You're in company, you're having a birthday party, whatever it is. The Ein Ro'en Oso, and no one sees that. Alkein mutter. V'hachamayri b'yantif. Here we're talking about yantif. Shiachol lahotzi olachut. But you're actually carrying. V'roen oso. And people are seeing you. V'alkein yehei usher. It's usher. Shaharoa oso omer. L'tzarechol mevi osam. He's getting ready for the week. He's getting ready for the week. Ulahachi usher. That's why it's usher. Mikal makom. Kasha. Da'amar avalhu mevi al ksefo. But we said over here, you can put on your shoulder. So do a shinui. Right? Alma mashma, you see from here, dimarbe behilucha adif. That being marbe in your walking is better. In other words, v'ka'ama hasam b'mesechta Shabbos, and in Shabbos we say, limi'ute behilucha adif. Less walking is better. What's better? Should I carry something 10 times? Go back and forth? Or carry 10 items one time. So the Tosfos gives the same answer. Better to bring it once, than to bring it, go do 10 times. The Yeshomer again. Over there, it was on Shabbos. Don't have the of the dechol. It's not an issue of the dechol. All you're doing is making room in the house. I'm moving the boxes from there to there because the kids are coming. Therefore, we said to lessen your walking is better. Tvei mishum tircha yaseir. Different. It's a tircha issue. Aval hacha mari biyantif mishum tircha yaseir lo kabdina. That's not the issue. Again, the issue is ela mishum demechzi ke avid uvda dechal. The issue is are you pretending like it's a weekday? The imkain adif tvei. It's better laafushe behilucha. To change your walking, to carry it differently, to make sure it's not over the dechal. Okay, just the difference between Shabbos and Yantif. Next.
I don't get it at all.
Huh? Right, I hear you.
I don't get this. Like, you're telling me that he puts it on his shoulder, it's not going to be seen?
As it's not going to be seen as going to work.
Will be seen?
Right.
How does that work?
Because if you think about it, the guy's walking down the street. Are you looking at how he's walking with a bundle?
No, so maybe I hear you. So maybe in those days it was different. You see a guy walking down the street and he's carrying tools. On Yontif.
Tools are different story.
Okay, not tools. Bundles, whatever it is.
This guy's carrying wine.
Right. So what would you say? He's going to sell it? You'd say, no, he's shopping it to someone. I hear you. I don't know. Then the Mishnah says like this. Umaschilin ba'aremas hateven. And you can make a trick with the tevin. But you need tevin. Right. So you say, ooh, I need the tevin. It really wasn't set aside before Yontif. But you make some trick, oh, I need it. Avaloba etim shebam, which is mashma that there's no such thing as muksa. Avaloba etim shebam muksa. But you can't do that with etim in the backyard. Muksa means backyard. It means an area where you never go. So you can't do it with that stuff. Why? That was really off your charts. Which Mishmash, there is such a thing as Muksa. The Gemara is going to ask the question. This whole last statement is inconsistent. But before we get to that, Tana, im efshel lashanos, im e efshel lashanos, mutter. Listen, if there's no way to change your behavior, it's still mutter. Iskin Rava ben Mechuza, Rava made a rule in Mechuza, the dori beduchka, if you carry something in a sack, the ladari baragla, carry it with like a pitchfork, the dori baragla, ladari ba'agda, if you carry it with a pitchfork, carry it with a two-man pole, the dori ba'agwa, ladari ba'akva, if you can normally carry something with a two-man pole, carry it with a one-man pole, the dori ba'akva, if you carry something with a one-man pole, nifra sudra oliver, you put a cloak over it to show you it's different, vim, lo efshar, and if it's not possible, shari, it's okay, darmar mar, im e efshel oshanos, mutter, if you can't change it, it's okay. Amar le rav chanan bar rava le rav ashi, amar rabbanan, kama efshel oshanuyim mishanin and biyam etova. You said the best thing is to how much change we can do on yantif, right, to make it different. Ay, v'hanahani nashi, the women, the kamalai and chatzivai omaya biyam tova, they go down to the well to care, fill up water on yantif, v'lo kama shaninan, they're not changing their behavior, v'lo amrin lehu v'lo midi, we don't say boo to them. Amalei, Mishon de lo efshar. What could they change? Heichi lemevin. What do you want them to do? The malaya bechatzav araba. If they normally use a big jug, tamalia bechatzav azuta. Now they want to use a smaller jug, kamafashi behilucha. You're making them walk more. They have to go twice. The malaya bechatzav azuta. If they normally use a small jug, tamalia bechatzav araba. Now you want them to use a big jug, kamafashi bemasoi. Then extra carrying, extra schlepping, right? If they normally use a lid, they should use a lid that shows a difference. It might fall and they might come to carry it. The truth is, many Rishonim take out this line because carrying it under his mutter. What do you mean it's going to fall? You're going to carry it.
The lid.
What does that mean? Many take out that line. What's the isser? I mean, talk anyway. So not to make. Tikatre, if you want to tell me to tie it, Zimna and Damasik, sometimes it'll get untied, Vasil Mitri, it'll come to make a knot on Yantif. Tifros Sudra Alayu, you want to tell me they should put a sheet over it, Zimna and Dimitamish Bamaya, the sheet will somehow get wet, Vasil De Shita, and it'll become, you'll wring it out. There's no way. What do you want from them? There's something they can do different. Amale Rava Bar Rav Chanin La'aviv.
There's a simple explanation, like we said in the Mishnah. Let them carry it on their shoulder, or let them carry it.
So maybe with water, it's heavy. And how they can make a shinui. So he said, listen, that's what he said. If nothing you can do. Now, Amalei Rava Barachan and La'aviv. Tanan, we have it. I'm sorry, what did I say? La'aviv. Oh, they changed to Abaya. Oh, I'm sorry, it's crossed that. La'abaya. Tanan, Ain. So we have a Mishnah, which we're going to learn later in the week. It says, Ain Mitap Tzachin. You're not allowed to clap on Yontif, Shabbos. Rashi says, Ein betapchin, Mishum Shir, oh, Mishum Evil. Either because you're singing a song, or because of Evil, Avelis. Right? Sometimes they would clap. Anyway, Tosva says, Ein betapchin, Pirsha Kuntris, Mishum Shir, over Mishum Evil. Faloni Hira, that's not right. The Tepakle, the Usser Mishum Tsar. It's a different reason why you can't. We're gonna say you can't clap. It's like cliché, which you can't do because maybe you'll fix it. Even though you can't fix your fingers, it doesn't matter. It's a low plug. But so that's tough. What do you mean you can't because of Avel? Yeah. Then you have another issue. The tzar. I feel of chalamoy. You can't even do that on chalamoy. You're supposed to be in simcha. Kedetz perik elu magalchin ulakamim farish. Shem yitakin cliché. No, maybe you'll fix the cliché. So I'm not sure what Rashi means by that. Anyway, ve'en mesapkin. You can't smack your hand against your thigh, also like a singing. The ain marakin, and you can't dance. Okay, no dancing. Rashi says dancing. Rashi says, what does dancing mean? Beregel.
As opposed to.
Right, beregel.
Right.
So some want to say that it doesn't mean when you go to some bar mitzvah on a Shabbos or a Sheva Brachas, and then they all get up and they dance in a circle for 2 minutes. That's not what it means. It means really dancing, like at a wedding maybe. Much more labor. It doesn't mean that, right? What about Simchas Torah? Simchas Torah, everyone dances. Even the most ardent Litvak dance on Simchas Torah. So
old Litvak.
Right? Yeah. But anyway, Tosva says, Pirush Rashi, the next Tosva, Shemi Yitzhak in Klishir. Umihu, Lididon, Shari. now it's mutter to clap, which is why some people clap. Some people still don't, or they do it with a shinui. Says Tosfos, it's totally mutter. We'll do more of this when we do it on Lamed Vav later in the week. Why? The dafka be a mehen. Only in those days, shayi beki and lasos klishir shayach lemigzar. The whole gzeva only applied when someone who had to fix an instrument that broke. Avalu didon ain't under beki and lasos klishir. We don't make klishirs. We're not busy with that. Lo shayach lemigzar. The whole gzeva doesn't apply. So when do you say a gzeva goes away, and when don't you? Right. So you still nobody swims on Shabbos, or maybe you break off a branch, and nobody other things we still do. Says Tosafos, for whatever reason, we'll do it later in the week. This one went away, which is what some people do. Right? Even if you don't, I think people are no. I don't know. I did meet one person once. We had some family simcha on Shabbos, and they started to dance. And he said, "I'm like, I don't dance on Shabbos." So that's not dancing. The old men are walking, you know. But all right. Yeah. What's that? All right. Anyway, said back to the Gemara. He's trying to prove a point. His point was, we said you're not allowed to do that. And for idna dakar chazin davdin and hachi, people do it. Right? V'lo amrina lehu v'lo midi. And nobody says a word. Amalei utamech hada amar Rava or Rabba says, v'leisiv inish apuma de lechaya. You shouldn't sit right by the entrance of the lechi. Right? Where you're allowed to carry inside, outside, you're not allowed to carry. Don't sit mamish right there. I'm reading my book over here. Why? Dilma mignak migadar lechefetz. Your book will fall out of your hands. V'asi latsuye dalarabim b'mshus harabim, and you come to carry 4 hours. I could go reach over and get it. That's a problem. V'hani nashi, they have the women. The shaklan chatzvayu. They what does that mean? The shaklan chatzvayu. They put down their bundles, their jugs. What?
The buckets.
The buckets, yeah. V'yasvan apuma dimuva, and they sit over there by the entrance and they're gossiping. V'lo amin luv lo amin. No one says a word. So what's going on? El, the answer is hanach lehem liyisrael. Leave them alone. Mutav shiyehu shogegin. It's better that they should be shogegin. We're going to spend time on this. It's better they should be shogegin. Value hu mazidin, not to do it b'mazid. Better to let them do it b'shogeg, and they shouldn't do it b'mazid.
So they're not going to start gossiping.
We'll get to the gossiping in a minute. I'm just saying that as an example. Why are they sitting over there? That's where they all got together, right? We're not sitting there, not doing it lahachis. Right, we're not doing it lahachis. Why are they doing it? That's where they sat. So the Mordechai says, just like it's a mitzvah to tell somebody something that they will hear and listen and be makabel, also it's a mitzvah, kach mitzvah, al adam shelo lomar davar she'eino nishma. You hear that, Vart?
Yeah.
It's an amazing Vart. If you know they're not going to listen, it's a mitzvah not to say anything, right? However, if you don't know for sure that they're going to listen, you're mechuyev to say something. Right? How do you know for sure they're not going to listen? Because you said it already once. If you never said anything, you have to tell them. By the way, it says the Tashbeit. I'm going to read this in Hebrew because it's an amazing line. She'ilu hanachnu b'nei adam amashe shogegin b'chol yom. If you let people alone on the shogegs they do every day, if you don't bother people, you don't try to get them to do the right thing, hayu mosifin shogegos, they're only going to get worse. V'tipol ha-Torah ma'at ma'at. Little by little, the Torah goes away. Nobody wants to say anything. But little by little, it gets worse and worse, right? And then he says, the Mishnah Brewer says, that this din only applies on something that the rove does. The rove of Klai Yisrael, or the rove of your town, whatever it is, are doing it. It's one guy, doesn't apply. One guy is doing something, doesn't apply. Him you have to tell. Yeah. No, if the rove is doing something, and the rabbi spoke about it, 6 Shabbos Shuvah drushes, and ignore him, he doesn't have to say anything anymore. They're not listening. It's only if it's the rule. One guy doesn't want to keep Shabbos. No, you have to tell him. Interesting. Also says the Mordechai, it also only applies if you do something and you say, that's not really what we practice. Well, that's how my father did it. You hear that answer? That's how my father did it. It only applies if that's what your answer back is. I'll leave the guy alone. He thinks he's doing the right thing. It only applies if someone says, well, that's what my father did.
Yeah.
That, in other words, I didn't make up a new guy. I didn't make up a new thing. A guy starts all of a sudden out of the blue. I'm going to start wearing shatnas. It doesn't really say. And the guy, you got to tell him.
Right.
And sometimes you meet people doing something wrong. Oh, my father said that's how I get an aliyah. That's what my father, it's not the right way.
Right.
But all right, let him be a shogeg. Shouldn't be a dupe mason. He said something, he doesn't listen, all the requirements, it only applies. You know how many times you hear people say that? Oh, my father did it like that. Right? You hear it all the time.
Says the Mordechai,
that's the only time you let them go. Otherwise, the guy starts doing the wrong thing. You don't say, oh, I better be sure you're not being made. It's not true. By the way, it says the more Magen Avraham, if they're doing it b'mezid, you're mechuyev to say something, and if you don't say something, you violate the mitzvah of ochech techeches samisecha. That's a big mitzvah. The Chazanish says that basically you can't, that mitzvah doesn't apply with man of that, because you have to know how to say it, and no one knows how to say it. Okay. So, anyway, hachanami, hanach lehem l'Yisrael, same thing over here, whether it's about sitting where they sit, and by the mavoi, or about the clapping, all these things, let it go. Hanach lehem mutav shi shogin, v'alyu mezidin. V'hani mili b'derabanan. That's only on a derabanan that we say this din. Avo midaraisa, lo. But on a din daraisa, no. Right? Why? Says the chodesh ha'aviv. Because how on earth could we think somebody's going to be over a daraisa? How could that be possible? How could such a thing be possible? Says the Gemara, Velohi, but it's not true. Lo shna daraisa, lo shna darabanan. It doesn't matter. Even if it's a daraisa, lo amrina lahu velo midi. It doesn't make a difference. And even if they're violating the daraisa, you don't say anything. Says the Rush, a huge qualification of that din, it only applies if it's a daraisa that's not mefurish in the Torah. Like we're going to have over here, Tosefes Yom HaKippur. Doesn't say that in the Torah. That's like a derabanan, really, right? But if it's something that's black and white in the Torah, by the way, the Chavetz Chaim, Mishnah Berurah, same person, says it in the first chapter of Sefer Chavetz Chaim. You can't say this kula on Lashon Hara because it says it black and white. Don't be a talebearer. You can't say that. Well, better to be a shogun than to be a mazid. You can't say that because it's a daraisa and it's beferish in the Torah. It doesn't apply that kula, right?
Otherwise, we all stick our head through the ground.
Exactly, exactly. Well, again, we're not talking about Masons. Not talking about Masons, we're the Shogun. Oh, my father did it. My father said it's okay because it's the truth. All these things. None of that applies because it's a Beferish or Doraisa. If you can find a Dorabanon or it's a Doraisa, it's not Mefurish, then already you have where to let the guy go because he's not going to listen and better to be a Shogun, to be a Mason, all that. Daha, after all, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, Daraisa who? A Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is a Daraisa. For Achli, Vishasi Ad Shechashecha, and they eat and drink until dark. They don't have Tosefes. V'lomrenalu v'lomidin, no one says a word. We don't say anything to them. Why? I eat a Daraisa. Yeah, but I'm a Forish. That's a drasha we came up with, right? Says Tosfos, fascinating Tosfos. Tosfos, Daha. What? It's not easy. Not easy. Also, we said something else. It has to. This is a general rule. We said about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right? He was faulted. The Chachamim viewed him as if his animal carried on Shabbos. Why? Because he didn't say anything. So we said then, well, you have to be in the position to say something, right? It's not. The average guy is not responsible for the whole town. He's responsible for his family. Maybe his neighbors a little bit. He had some hashpa, right? The higher up you go in the chain, the rabbi, the Rosh Hashiva, their responsibility much greater. But again, even then they don't listen to. So
how do you admonish somebody who's a Rosh Hashiva?
It's not easy.
It's not
easy. No, I'm saying they can admonish you.
Huh?
The Rosh Hashiva can admonish you.
Yeah,
how do you admonish Rosh Hashiva? It's not easy. It's a very hard thing.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. It's probably impossible, right? Anyway, the Tosfos says something very interesting. He says, what do you mean Tosefes Yom HaKippurim? You have to make add on to Yom Kippur. So these people that weren't doing that, what were they doing? They were eating on Yom Kippur? Of course not.
No.
So what were they doing?
Just starting the fast earlier.
What?
Starting the fast earlier.
No, they were not starting the fast earlier.
Yeah.
We have to start the fast earlier.
Seven.
And what were they doing?
They were going up to the Zman.
Up to what Zman?
Up to Lichten.
So what about violating Lichten? That they wouldn't eat. Right? So they stopped a minute before Lichten.
Right.
So isn't that Tosefes Yom Kippurim also? We start 3 hours before because we're going to be Machmer. So what are they doing? What are they doing wrong? They didn't eat on Yom Kippur. We're not accusing them of that. We're accusing them of not holding from Tosefes Yom HaKippur. So what? They ate mamish. What is it? What are they? A malach? They knew exactly the split second that Yom Kippur begins? Right? Huh?
Yeah,
I think it's a benchmark.
So says Tosfos, Mashma, Diyesh Shir, Utosefes Yom HaKippurim. There must be a Shir to Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. There's a Shir. That's what they were violating. Right? Midahitzrich lehivsak mibod yom. You have to stop when it's still day. Daha, vade lohoya ochle mamash adjech hashecha. They weren't eating mamash up to the zman. Nobody knows when the zman is. Da avidi asur daraisa. That would bring them into a daraisa problem. They weren't doing that. Rafal pikein, ka'amar, and nevertheless we said about them, mutav chiyu yisroel shogigin v'al yumizidin. And we still said, let it go, let them go. Let it go, right? Don't bother them. What's the zman? What's the shir? Says Tosfos, Pirsha Tosfos, lo huver lo hashir. We have no idea what that shir is. Ulakach, yesh li zar, ulahasik, mibod yom. Make sure you make it big enough. Make sure it's mibod yom. Some say 30 minutes. Some say, nobody knows.
I don't know, intuitively you would say that the post-sefers of Yom Kippur any time would be after, it would be late, it would be end. Not
well, we do both. But why only at the end?
We do both.
Why only at the end?
Because people... Shabbat and Shabbos are later because it's a Tosefta. When you give this man to Krishna, for instance,
right?
When Tom, you didn't, there's no, I mean, there's Tom's man for lighting candles. Not different from anybody else's man for lighting candles.
By the way, or sure, Shabbos. Of course it is.
It is later.
Of course it is. We don't hold like that for the beginning of Shabbos because of Machmir.
No, it's not Tosefta. It's later.
Right, I hear you. It's interesting to us, no? So some say, just like, you know, like they have, like, you're not allowed to eat 30 minutes before a meal, 30 minutes before a tefillah, stuff like that, 30 minutes. Some say it's 30 minutes. That's also made up. Says Tosfos doesn't know, can't figure out his mind.
Arbitrary time.
Huh?
Arbitrary time, so you don't know exactly. That's all it is.
Right, but clearly, at some point, you violate the Tosefta. It's not enough of a Tosefta. That's what he's trying to prove. When he told these people, let them eat, obviously, they weren't giving enough time. They weren't eating on Yom Kippur, Chas v'Shalom. Not accusing them of that. They didn't have enough of it, those efforts. How much is enough? Nobody knows. Okay, next. Maschilin Barim Es HaTeven. So first we said you could trick and get the Teven, but then we said, but not from the backyard, right? Summer of Kahana, Zotso Meres, Maschilin Ba'otzer Tchila. First, go right ahead into the storehouse and get the Teven you need. Mani, Reb Shimonhi, the Lesley Muksa. Ema Seifa, then it said, Avalo Be'etzim Sheba Muksa, but not from the Etzim in the backyard. Asal Mabi Huda, the Islay Muksa. So which one is it? So Hacha, now the answer is like this. Ba'arzeva Ashuchi Atskidan. Now, the beams in the backyard were beams for building. Those are cut and the Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kiss. That's a whole different ballgame. That's because I don't want to use those for firewood. That's expensive stuff. The Rav Shimon Moda, even Rav Shimon would agree that's Muksa. Ikka Damasni La Seifa. Others have this the same exchange on the Seifa. Avaloba Aitim Shibam Muksa, you're not allowed to use Aitim in the Muksa, Amr of Kahana, Zoso Meret, Eimas Chilim Tchila, Eimas Chilim Ba'otzer Tchila, you're not allowed to go to your Otzer, Mani, who's that? Rabbi Hudi, the Islay Muksa. Eimas Eima Resha, what about the Resha, the Maschilin, Baremas Ateven, Asan Rav Shimon, the Leslay Muksa, right? And that is not a problem. So it's no Hassam in the Resha, Betav Nasaria. It's foul, spoiled stuff. And since it's spoiled stuff, nothing you can do with it. The only thing you can do with it is make it into firewood. It got rotten, whatever it is. So the word says, well, Tavna Sarya Hachazi Latina, but you could use it for, what I mean, if it's spoiled, you could use it for building materials. Make sand out of it or with Tina, whatever Tina is. What's Tina? For bricks, right? So the word says, no, the Isbe Kotzim, because it has thorns on it. Thorns you can't use for bricks. So what are you going to do with it? You have nothing to do with it except make it into firewood. That's why in the ratio you make it into firewood and see if you can't.
Very, very complicated considering.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, next Mishnah. Ain notlin aitim sukkah. You cannot take wood off a sukkah, elemen asamachla. Only what's next to it. What on earth does that mean? Yeah. Says Rashi. First of all, we're talking about Pesach or Ateres. We're not talking about sukkahs. We're talking about Pesach or Shavuot. You have a hut in the backyard and you're sitting there, it's kishmak in the nice weather, right? The Yoshev basukka, you sit in a sukkah, it doesn't mean a sukkah. Bagina, not yet. Bagina ubapardes, in your garden, in your orchard. Ain't no tlun aitim in a sukkah. You can't say, ooh, the wife comes out, did you prepare the firewood like I asked you? Oh, I totally forgot. But take from the sukkah over here, take from the schach. So we won't have schach in here, it's not sukkahs. Take over here. Now to do that, elemen asamachla. You can only take schach, what's nearby. Hashta mashma, now we think, Imhu of, this is what the Gemara thinks like now. The Mishnah thinks, let's say you have a very thick schach. I have two layers of schach. So why can't I take off the top layer? What's the issue, by the way, over here? The issue is you're being soser. You're destroying a building. It doesn't matter if it's a hut or the Empire State Building. You're still destroying a building. So he's like this. I have two layers of schach. So I'll take off one layer and give it to my wife for the firewood.
Well, that part's...
I'm not destroying it. I still have another layer. Right? Mashma...
That's why Rashi's telling you based off on service.
Right. Exactly. Because sukkahs, you can't touch it. We're gonna get the sukkahs in a minute. Hashta mashma imhu av, if it's thick, the schach, shenosno konim harbe, mutalitil behem. I have so many extra konim. Well, I can't take off some schach and give it to my wife? Of course I could. By the way, you can't. Because what's the difference, soser? What's the difference if you take off one that you don't need, and take off 100 you do? It doesn't make a difference. It's still soser. Right? Well, Gemara Parah, hasoser Allah, you're destroying a tent. What's it, right? The kivin de bakli legabe schach kol porta. Even if you diminish it a little bit, the shakl minay, you take it away, steer who, it's still destroying. So what's the difference? Therefore, the Mishnah says, no, the only way you can get schach, you can get in hasamachla, nearby, you left them nearby. Now, maishna men asuka delo. The kasasar ohala. One second. What's the reason why you can't take off from a sukkah? Because you're destroying it. So minasamachla nami kasasar ohala. So what's the difference if it's nearby? In other words, if it's part of the sukkah, it's destroying it. My samach, what does it mean nearby? It doesn't mean it's extra schach. It doesn't mean that. It means samachla defanos, next to the walls. Right? In other words, it's not part of the sukkah at all. It's nearby. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah?
Yeah.
If I'm allowed to take wood from my yard, what's the chiddush in that? I'm not sure. Rabbi Nashi Amar, afilu teimu b'she'ein samach l'defanos. You can even say it's mamish tzchach. How could you take it off? It's soser. Ki tanya hi ba'asuraisa. It's bundles. Therefore, what says Rashi? In other words, you threw bundles on top of this thing. Meaning it was never tzchach. What was it? I put it there to move. Right, Rashi says, "Masnisin ba'asu raisa, chavilos shalkanim, bundles of reeds, shenaftan al aschach, midlo hinter abdon." Since I never undid the bundle, lo but linhu, they don't become bundle. Right, lagabi schach, ella lats niyasham. I was just storing it there. Now I need it. I can go take it. Not a problem. Tanya, Reb Chir bar Yosef, Kamed Reb Yochanan, ain notlin eitzim in a sukkah. You can't take wood from a sukkah. Ella min asamachla, unless it's nearby. Reb Shimon Matir. I'm sure it says you can. Vishavin, we'll get to that in a minute. Vishavin, they both agree. Said besukas hachad bechag shenesra. But a sukkah on sukkah, it's all aser. Everyone agrees to that, right? Everyone agrees to that. V'yim hitzne aleha hakolafi tonight. And if you made some kind of tonight, everything, whatever tonight you made. Okay, now we're going to examine all that. Reb Shimon Matir. Reb Shimon says you can take branches or schach off the sukkah. I'm not talking about sukkahs now. Ay, v'haka sasha ohala. How can you say you can do that? You're destroying. Amar of Nachamit, l'haka b'sukkah no fell as a skinan. No, it already fell. The sukkah fell. So therefore, what? It's nothing. It's no more sukkah. Rav Shimon l'tamei, the less say muksa. Says the Gemara, but he doesn't hold for muksa. Titanya, moser shemen shebener. Let's say you have shemen in a candle, right? Shebekara, or in some kind of plate. You've left over, the light went out. I've left over oil. Aser. Now I'll touch that. Why not? Because it was muksa when Shabbos began.
Right.
Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon says it's certainly muksa. It's certainly mutter. So the says the Gemara, just like that over there, the oil is good. So to over here, the branches are good. So the Gemara, me dummy, how can you compare? Hasam, by the case of Diner, Adam Yoshev, Umatzapa, Emeset, Dechaba, Nero. The person's looking, well, when's the light going to go out? It's not going to last forever. Not enough oil in there to last the whole Shabbos. It's going to go out. When it goes out, I'm gonna be cheap. And reuse that oil. Meaning, it's on your radar. Hasam, Adam Yoshev, Umatapa, Amos, Atip, Al Sukkah. A guy sitting there, when's my sukkah going to collapse?
I can use the wood.
Right? I can use the wood? Not make sense. Amr of Nacham, Yitzchak, Hacha, Besukkah, Ru'u, Askinan. Nah, the sukkah was also, who made the sukkah? The husband. So therefore, of course it's going to fall apart. The Esmol, Adaite, Alave. From yesterday already, it was on you. You knew it's falling down. You knew it's not going to last more than 10 hours. You knew that. Says Rashi, Besukkah, Ru'ua. Right, he says not sukkah. Right, very good.
I didn't know women wives write the Gemara.
What?
I didn't know wives write the Gemara.
They didn't.
Vishavin.
Then we said vishavin besukas hachag bechag sheyasura. But one second. But if it's on sukkahs, of course you can't touch it. And if you made it tonight, everything follows it tonight. Says the Gemara, Umi Mahani, but tonight? You let him make it tonight? The Omar Rav Sheshes, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Menayin La'atse Sukkah Sha'asur in Kol Shiva. How do you know a Sukkah's Asur all 7 days? Right? Shanei Market says, Chag HaSukkah Shiva's Yom LaShem, V'tanya, Rabbi Huda ben Beseira Omer, Menayin Shekeshem Shechal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah, Talmud Lomar, Chag HaSukkah Shiva's Yom LaShem, Ma Chag LaShem, Asukkah LaShem. So what do you mean if you made it tonight? Ooh, on Chol HaMoed, I'm going to take the sukkah down. I'm going to use it for firewood on Chol HaMoed. You're not going to do that. It's also for 7 days. We said, if you make it tonight, Hakol Lafiyah tonight. What does that mean? You hear? You hear the Gemara's question? It's Osir, just like a carbon's Osir. You hear?
When did we say for Sukkot, say you want to make it tonight?
We just said it.
No, but we said for, it was a different yontiv. Yeah, but not Sukkot.
And then we said, if you make it tonight, I call it fiat tonight. If you make it tonight, everything follows it tonight.
No.
We said, on Sukkot, it's all Osir, but if you made it tonight, you follow it tonight. What kind of tonight you can make? It's Osir for 7 days. So, you hear the Kasha? So, Amar of Manasseh Abreid Rava, Seifa, Mr. G's answer, Asar L'Sukkah Da'alma. Now, that's going back to a regular Sukkah. A regular Sukkah, you can make some kind of tonight. Aval Sukkah, the mitzvah, but a Sukkah, lo mahani tonight, of course you can't make it tonight. Now the Gemara says, 1 second, the Sukkah, the mitzvah, lo? But you can't make it tonight on a Sukkah? Now turn the question the other way. I'll show you you can. V'atanya, sichacha kehilchasa. If you make a sukkah the right way, now, we're talking about, from now on, all these things are decorations. The itra, and you decorated it. The krumim, what are krumim?
Colored cloth.
Sadinin, other kind of cloth. Hamitsuyarin with pictures. V'talabon, you hung from it. Egozim, nuts, shkedim, almonds, afarsikim, peaches, rimon and pomegranates, farchile anavim, grape wreaths, yenos, wine, jugs, shmonim, oil, siltos, flour, ataros, Shibalim, or you made it with other kinds of shibalim, wheat stalks. Aser l'stapik mahen, you're not allowed to use them. Ad matzi yontif achron shalchad, until matzi yontif achron shalchad. V'im hisne, aleihem akalafi tonight. And if you made it tonight, everything follows it tonight. So what do you mean you're not allowed to? What do you mean it tonight doesn't work? It's a perishable thing. It does work. So the Gemara is going to answer. There's a difference between the sukkah and the decorations. That's the Gemara's going to answer. Before we get to the answer, we have to do the top tosos. Ready? What did the Gemara say? You can't touch the decorations until Yom Tov Achron Shalchad. When is that? In Chutz La'aretz. When is that? So, on Shmini Atzeres, can you take an apple off a decoration and eat it? You go into the sukkah, you have apples that's decorated. I'm hungry. Can I take an apple and eat it?
In
Chutz La'aretz. No, you cannot. What about Simchas Torah? Can you go into the sukkah and take an apple? Also not. No, you cannot. What? No, it's not. So what? So what? It's not sukkahs anymore.
Exactly.
What about Tosus's question? What about when it's a 3-day yontif? And it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos. So now can I go in and eat an apple now?
No, muktzah.
What? Apples are muktzah?
No, it's hanging on the ceiling.
1 second. The whole reason why the ninth is usher is because the suffix, maybe it's the eighth. So why on earth is the tenth day
usher? Well,
it's Shabbos.
Or you know it's Shabbos.
That's Tosfos' question.
Yeah, but the problem is not that. The problem is hanging the decoration off. Not the muktzah.
It's not muktzah, it's an apple. Says Tosfos like this, ready? So what does this mean? Ad Yom Tov Achron Shalchad. What does that mean? Okay. Says Tosfos, Ad Sheyaschil Yom Achol, until it's a weekday. Vim Tomar, what?
Right.
On Vim Tomar, Hatinach Yom Tov Shmini. I understand that the Yom HaShmini is Muksahu Mishum Dahave Safik Shvi. Maybe it's really day 7.
Right.
I get that. Vigam Yom HaTishi, also the 9th day, which is Simchas Torah, Shem Muksa Olav, it's also Muksa, Ha'ol V'Yitzgatzalai L'Bein HaShemash, V'Yitzgatzalai M'Lechum Yoma, V'Shaper Amrina Muksa Machmas Yom Sha'avar, U'Muksa Machmas Mitzvah. I understand why Simchas Torah is Usher. Why? Because Shemini Atzeres, Bein HaShemashos, we don't know what that is. Is it 8 or is it day 9? So the whole day 9 is Usher. Why? It's a migu they ate. Right? It's usher. They ate usher. They ate goes into shkia. I'm not sure if it's day 8 or 9. We have a rule. If it's usher for shkia, it's usher the whole day. Mm-hmm. So I get why Simchas Torah is usher.
No? No.
That's what we just said.
It's a separate yantar.
Keep going. What?
It's a separate yantar. Speaking the armor is on a wrong yantar.
So Tosafot will just add in a minute. Keep going. Hacha. Ba'atei sukkah. Aval nagu olam kishachal tishi shalchag be'erev Shabbos. If Simchas Torah falls out on a Friday, like this year it does, if Simchas Torah falls out on a Friday, Shein mistapke behem b'Shabbos. You can't even use the fruit on Shabbos. Shehu asiri, it's the 10th day. My timer, why not? Imishum stiras ohel, if you want to tell me, well, you're taking down a sukkah on Shabbos, lo shayach b'peiros, that doesn't apply by fruit. That doesn't apply by the fruit, right? Not taking anything down. I understand you can't, if Shabbos has dinner, also take the sukkah down. That you can't do. One second. You want to tell me because the ninth day was usher by Shkia, Friday afternoon Shkia was usher, says Tosis. You can't say that on both ends. You can't say that of going into Friday, and you can't say that leaving Friday. We never say that. The whole reason why the ninth day is usher is because maybe it's really the eighth day, Shkia time, that half hour. Not to say the tenth day, that doesn't make any sense. You can't do that. You hear?
Yeah.
So what's the reason why it's usher?
Decorations.
No, so, V.A. Shlomar answers Tosfos, Hainu Taima, Bisham Hachana.
Hachana. For what?
You hear that?
Hachana for what?
Hachana. The Hoel, Ube Erev Shabbos, Haya Usher. On Erev Shabbos, it was Usher. Why was Usher on Friday? Shehu Tishi.
Right.
Behu Yantif.
Right.
Im Haya Nechal B'Shabbos. If you eat that apple on Shabbos, Haya Mekin Yantif L'Shabbos. It's as if you were hachana from Yontif to Shabbat. V'haka'ein nolad. It's like nolad. Kivan sheba. One second. Let me just finish it. Kivan sheba ata rayos shalanu. Now it's good. V'lo ba b'yontif. It wasn't good on Yontif, right? U'mizeh hatam yesh nidharin. That's the reason we have a minhag. Kishachal simchas Torah achar Shabbos. Let's say simchas Torah falls out on a Sunday, which also could happen. Shmiyatarin Shabbat Sunday. Mila echol. Esrig ba'osi yom, don't eat the esrig on Simchas Torah. The hoel Shabbos haya, since on Shmini Atzeres it was Shabbos, aser shoshmini va'od ki yoyroi levarech bo im osi Elio. What if Elio would show up and he would say, by the way, va'amar avuhu Elul. But by the way, you don't know about this because you live in Woodbury, but I came to Yerushalayim. We made an extra day in Elul, so today is really Shmini Atzeres. You hear that? Im kain, im ha'yochol, so b'simchas Torah, k'dimrinin, havi Shabbos mechin liyantif. Shabbos we mechin to yantif. We don't allow that. We don't allow yantif being mechin to Shabbos. We don't allow that either. And therefore, when Simchas Torah is on a Friday, you can't even go into the sukkah on Shabbos and take the fruit off. I'll tell you the truth, I don't understand it.
I don't understand it. Hold on, if I'm eating on the spot.
I thought it was a great question. The question is a great question. Why can't I go in that Shabbos? I agree. I can't take down the sukkah. That for sure not. It's right. So there. Right. What about I want an apple. It's been sitting there for a week. It's great. It's ripe. It's all geschmack. What's the problem?
Hachana.
Very interesting, no?
Doesn't make any sense at all. I was always told that you can't take it out because it becomes like decoration.
So one second. So that was the question. The question was. But we see over here, you're allowed to make it tonight. We just said, you know, I'll make it tonight. Now we see you can't make it tonight. So what's the answer? So I'm a buyer, Baba. I'm a buyer, who? Here's the answer. If someone says, Ba'omer, any boldil mehem, kol bein hashmashos. I don't want to use, I'm not separating myself from the sukkah and the schach during bein hashmashos. Of Erev sukkah. Does that work for the sukkah? Delo chalo kiddushahu alayhu. So you can say that for the decorations. I want to have hana from the decorations. You're not allowed to have hana from the decorations on Sukkot. What about banish mashas? That I can do. Before Sukkot, that I can do. Right? Aval atzei asukkah, but what about the sukkah itself? I want to use the sukkah during banish mashas. Can you do that? No. Why? The chala kedusha alayu. Because the kedusha already applies. Why? Because it's a suffix. Right? There's no suffix on the tzach. There's no suffix on the decorations. Therefore, it's katzar l'shiva. Therefore, it becomes usher for all 7 days, and you cannot make that tonight. When can you make it tonight? On the decorations. That's the answer. Rashi explains in four lines, we don't have time to read it, exactly what the difference is. Umay, shna, mehad, itmar. Well, how is this different from the following? Hifrish, shiva, esrogim, l'shiva, sayamim. If he set aside seven esrogim for each day of Sukkot, you have a different esrog. Amar Rav, kol achas v'achas, yotzeba. Each day you use the esrog. V'achal to l'alter, and you can eat it. Right away, the minute you finish the mitzvah, you can eat it. And by the way, Rashi Amar, kol achas yotzeba v'achal l'machar. You have to wait until the next day to eat it. Second, that I'm allowed to eat, and the schach I can't play with. What's the difference? What's the difference? So the difference is, hasam, the mesaf gulelos. There's no mitzvah to take an esrog at night. The night breaks it up. Therefore, each has its own mitzvah. But over here, there's no difference night and day. There's a chi of sukkah night and day. The whole sukkah is like one long day. Therefore, all 7 days, you can't have anah. What about, I mean, tonight? Tonight, only on the schach and only during Ben HaShemashot of the first day. That's the story. All right? Everybody have a good day. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.